This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Dooling. Most vaccines are given to infants and young children, but there are three recommended for adolescents. Tanya Walker is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of ensuring your older children are up to date on their vaccines. Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Tanya, what vaccines are recommended for adolescents?
Well, in addition to flu vaccine, which is recommended annually for everyone older than 6 months of age, we recommend adolescents get three vaccines at 11 or 12. The meningococcal vaccine, which protects against meningitis, the human papillomavirus or HPV vaccine, which protects against cancers caused by HPV, and Tdap, which protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis or whooping cough.
How are we doing in the U.S. keeping adolescents up to date on their vaccines?
We are doing well with Tdap and meningococcal vaccines. The majority of adolescents are receiving these vaccines. More adolescents are receiving the first dose of HPV, but we know that many children aren't completing the HPV vaccine series. We still have a long way to go to protect children from cancers caused by HPV.
Are any of these vaccines required for school attendance?
School requirements vary from state to state. You can contact your child's school or your state or local health department to find out what's required. But remember, we recommend that all preteens receive three vaccines to protect against infections that can cause meningitis, HPV cancers, and whooping cough.
What should a parent do if a child is behind on vaccines?
So it's never too late to catch up. Contact your child's healthcare provider today to schedule an appointment.
What are some ways parents can keep track of their child's immunizations?
You can get a tracking card from your child's healthcare provider or from your health department to keep record of your child's vaccines. Be sure to keep your child's record in a safe place that you can easily access, and make sure you take the record to each of your child's healthcare provider visits.
Where can listeners get more information about recommended vaccines?
You can go to cdc.gov/vaccines/parents.
Thanks, Tanya. I've been talking today with Tanya Walker about the importance of keeping older children up to date on their vaccines. Vaccines help prevent many diseases that can cause severe illness, disability, and even death. Check with your healthcare provider to ensure your children are up to date on all their vaccines. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Kathleen Dooling for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.